Joining us on KMBR, his name is Thomas Neal. He's one of the heralded rookies, I think. And I say rookie because he's not yet in the big leagues. But we look at outfielders, and this is an organization where there's real chance for young outfielders to make their mark. And Thomas Neal is with us. First of all, spring training for you this year. Last year you got hurt. I've watched you in the fall league, and here you are in spring training again. What is spring training 2011 like for you?
You know, it's been fun. You know, this year has been more relaxing than last year, I would say. You know, I kind of knew what to expect coming in, you know, this year versus last year. You know, last year I kind of came in with the mindset, you know, coming in, trying to compete for a job. And I kind of put a lot of pressure on myself, and it kind of hurt me in ways as far as, like, you know, trying to learn some different things. But you know, you learn from those experiences. And this year I came in with just with the mindset, I'm going to come in and just play baseball and have fun. And I know that the team is, you know, pretty much set with the great outfielders that we have. So I just want to come out here and just, you know, kind of just show that, you know, I can play the game. And whenever they feel like I'm ready, you know, they can give that call.
A good attitude. Thomas Neal joins us. Now, Richmond, you played in the old, not the old stadium, but it's been a stadium that's around for a while. It's a pretty good league. You end up with 40 doubles. You have a good second half of the season. How'd you do last year in your own mind?
Last year I did, you know what, I did all right. It wasn't what I expected, but at the same time, it was something that I could build upon. Just from the simple fact, early in the year, I had to learn a little bit. It was an adjustment period for me. The pitchers were a lot better. They made, you know, better pitches, and I kind of got away from my approach sometimes in different situations because of the pitching, as far as like going out of my strike zone. But I just kind of tried to learn from the first half struggles that I had and took it into the second half and have fun and made the adjustments and learned a lot. It was definitely a learning experience.
Well, you know, it's funny. They always say power is the last to come for a young player. And I think you and I have chatted about this in the clubhouse over spring training. You had the doubles, and now you're probably going to be in AAA this year, I would imagine, at Fresno, and really get a chance to develop as a power hitter.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. Everyone always, you know, when they say my name, they kind of think of home runs or whatnot. But I've never really viewed myself as a home run hitter. You know, I just feel like if I put a good swing on a good pitch, you know, it has the possibility of going out. But I just want to be a complete hitter, you know. And like you said, the power will come, you know, later on or whatever the situation is. All I have control over is getting a good pitch and putting a good swing on it. And if I do that, you know, so whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah, you're not a wild swinger. You're somewhat of a controlled swinger. It doesn't look like you chase a lot of pitches, which I think when you eventually get to the big leagues is what you want to do. You don't want to be chasing.
Yeah, I try to stick to an approach. I try to look, you know, fastball, hit off the fastball and look for something not over a plate. But I think that was something that I kind of learned down in San Jose in 2009. Was kind of being a little bit more selective and getting good pitches because you're only as good as the pitch you swing at.
Yeah, boy, that's very well said. Boy, you're a mature man here for 23, soon to be 24 during the 2011 baseball season. How about defensively? How are you doing defensively as a left fielder?
Defensively, you know, I still want to – I have some things I want to continue to get better on, but I think I kind of trick people or kind of catch people off guard with some of the range that I can cover out there. Throwing wise, my arm's finally healthy and strong. You know, it's fun out there. I have a lot of fun, and you know, I just want to be one of the best outfielders. I was actually working out with Xavier Nady this off season, and we were talking about the outfield, and I told him, you know what, as much as I'm known for hitting, when I get to the big leagues, I want to be a Gold Glove left fielder. And that's my goal, and I'm going to work hard every single day to make that dream come true.
Boy, nice. A nice attitude. I appreciate that. Where'd you grow up? What kind of baseball fan were you growing up? Who'd you follow?
You know what? I was born in Los Angeles, but I grew up in San Diego. I followed the Padres, but I was kind of a big Giants fan and a Braves fan. I used to love watching, like, you know, David Justice and Terry Pendleton, those guys back in the day. But to be honest, I always picked the teams that were winning. It's just like any other kid, you know. But, you know, it was fun. And obviously I knew Bruce Bochy, you know, since I was 11. So, you know, I followed them, the Padres, obviously. So I would say the Padres and the Giants and Braves.
Boy, interesting. We got so many Southern California guys. It's amazing. And the Giants, you know, the rivals are all Southern California from Northern California. But we got a lot of Southern California guys in this organization.
Yeah, there is quite a few. It's kind of a testament to how well, you know, the baseball is down in Southern California, especially the travel baseball. A lot of these guys that you play against and whatnot, like we played against each other, you know, growing up. You know, our whole lives. And it's kind of crazy to see everybody just mature into the baseball players that everyone's trying to become. And it's a lot of fun, you know. So hopefully we can represent the West Coast well.
Hey, what do you think of the World Series and the whole playoffs with the Giants? Of course, being part of this organization, you were in spring training last year. What do you think about it?
I mean, that was just absolutely amazing. I know coming in last year when I was in spring training, the year before, you know, I came up for a couple games, and it didn't have that feeling of like it. They were gonna do like they weren't gonna do as well. But then the following year, which was last year, when I came into spring training, it was a whole different, you know, vibe. Like it had that feeling where guys felt like they were gonna win every single game, you know, and you knew it was going to be a special year. You just didn't know how special. And just watching it and seeing these guys, you know, come up and be so successful and bringing the championship back to the organization, I mean, it was absolutely amazing. And I know, you know, as watching it as a fan, like I kind of feel we're the Giant fans because, I mean, that was torture in the playoffs, man, just trying to watch it. Like, there was some points where I didn't even want to watch it, but, you know, they did what they had to do. They played great baseball, and now we're world champions and looking to repeat this year.
Boy, it feels pretty good. Nice to have Thomas Neal with us. What do you think when the Giants drafted you? Were you surprised?
You know what? Actually, I was because I hadn't had any communication with them. The only teams I had communication with was actually Texas and I believe it was the Padres. They talked to me barely, but, you know, it was a shock, but I was excited for the opportunity because all I wanted to do was play professional baseball and try to, you know, reach my goal or reach my dream of becoming a professional baseball player. So they've given me this opportunity. I'm trying to take full advantage of it.
One last thought for you. Are you always an outfielder? Sometimes, you know, we get kids on the show. They're shortstops, first basemen. But, heck, you're an outfielder. Were you always an outfielder?
I was not always an outfielder. In high school, I switched to an outfielder for the first time halfway through my senior year. I was very fortunate enough to have Tom Bernanski, who played for the Minnesota Twins. You know, when they won the World Series, he helped me with that transition. But I played shortstop my whole life, shortstop and third. So it was a little transition. But, you know, the biggest thing was, you know, just catch the ball that's in the air. So it was kind of an easy transition. Obviously, you have the footwork and all that stuff. But all you had to do was go catch the ball. So I felt it was pretty easy.
Yeah, catch the ball and get rid of it. Get it back into the infield. You can do no good holding on to it.
You can't. You have to catch it and get rid of it. But it's fun. It's fun out there, and I enjoy it.
Nice to have you on the show, Thomas. I know the fans are anxious to see you get up here, and I'm glad they get to hear your voice, and we'll follow you this year wherever you are.
Thank you. I enjoy coming out here. Can't wait to see you guys.